The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, fifth chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 16th, 1969, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Sri Chaitanya Mano Vrishtyam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Savadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shvashadhi Gaur Parinda He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Taptakanjana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Bhikkhavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Manchakalpatarubhasya Kripasindubhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhya Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Narada Muni is instructing his disciple Vyasadeva to write books specially by which one may be helped, everyone will be helped. To cross over the nisayas. Akhila Vanda Mukta. To become liberated from all conditional stage. We are spirit soul. We cannot be under any material condition. Just like our normal condition is healthy life, not under feverish condition. That is abnormal life. If one is attacked with fever, that is not his normal life. That is temporary abnormal life. Actual life is healthy life. We should nicely eat, we shall nicely sleep, we shall work very nicely. Our brain must work very nicely. These are healthy signs. But when I cannot work nicely, I cannot sleep nicely, I cannot work nicely, I cannot act my brain very nicely, that means abnormal condition. So at that time, he requires to be treated by expert physician. So, here is the expert physician, Narada. And he is advising his disciple to make him expert. This is called parampara system. In the same way, we are coming from the same disciple success. As Narada Muni was expert physician for curing this material disease, similarly, he made Vyasadeva expert physician. Vyasadeva made Madhyacharya expert physician. So, one has to come down in that disciplic succession and become expert physician or bona fide spiritual master. Here, as we require to go to a physician, to a medical man for curing our bodily diseases. Similarly, to cure our material disease, one has to approach an expert physician, bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, it is not possible. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacche. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Tadvijnanartham. If you want to know what is your healthy life, normal life, spiritual life. Spiritual life means normal life. And material life means diseased life. Therefore you are always suffering a materialistic way of life. Disease condition means suffering. So when you have got suffering, how we can say it is normal life, it is healthy life? The common sense. Can any materialistic way, those who are living in a materialistic way, can say that I am very happy? No. That cannot be. Oh. That cannot be. It is disease condition. The one who is intelligent, he can understand that this is disease life. Why I am suffering? That is intelligent. Just like Sanatana Goswami. He was minister, very big post, government minister, chief man, not only minister, Nawab Hussain Shah entrusted the whole kingdom in his hand. You manage whatever you like. Because he knew that here is a trustworthy man, he will do very nicely. And he was a Mohammedan Nawab. So he was engaged in hunting and dancing with girls. But he was confident that Sanatana is there. His name was changed. Shakar Mullik. Davir Khas. His name was Davir Khas. And his brother Rupa Goswami's name was Shakar Mullik. They almost became Mohammedan. Very responsible officer. When they wanted to resign, Nawab Hussain Shah became topsy-turvy. Oh, what do you say? I am depending on you. The whole thing is depending on you. And you want to resign? You have gone crazy. I cannot allow you. So actually, but he was thinking, since he met Lord Chaitanya, he was thinking that I am diseased. What is the value of my this education and this post? I am diseased. This is intelligence. People are enamored by so-called education, so-called high post, or nationality, or family, or beauty, or opulence. These things will not say. We are under the grip of material nature. Karmana daivanatrena. You are working under the influence of certain material quality and you are preparing your next life. You cannot say, alright, I am very happy, I am born in America, my nation is very great nation and we are very rich. So, I shall next life also, I shall come to America, I shall take my birth here and enjoy like this. So that is not in your hand. That you cannot say. That is daivanatrena. Daiva. Daiva means that is in the supernatural power. Daiva. The same thing. Daivijesa. Gunamai mama maya. You cannot say daivanatrena. You are preparing your life. The higher authorities will give you chance. If you prepare yourself nicely, you get good chance. You get birth in higher planet. Or if you prepare yourself nicely, then you go to Krishna even. Now it is your choice. It is your choice. But we must know, so what is my condition? If I am in darkness, I do not understand what is, in what condition I am living. This is conditional life, that's everyone can understand. That Sanatana Goswami understood. And we should follow the footprints of Sanatana Goswami. So he understood that although I am minister, although I am very educated, what do you mean by educated? He said, "A gramma babahare kahoye pandit." Some my neighbors, they call me very learned. My neighbors, gramma babahare kahoye pandit. Because he was minister, and he was a Sanskrit scholar, Urdu scholar, actually, from scholastic point of view, very educated. So, he was born in Brahmin family, so people used to go Brahmin family, a Brahmin is addressed as Pandit. Pandit. Pandit means learned. Because Brahmin's business is to become learned. So he was called Panditji. But he was thinking that people call me very learned man, but what sort of learned man I am? So he submitted his defects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gramma babahare kahoye pandit satya kari mani. These people, my neighbors, they address me Panditji, a learned man. And I am also such a fool that I accept that I am very much learned. And why you disagree that you are not learned? You are learned. He says that satya kari mani apanar hitahit kichu nahi jani. I am so learned that I do not know what is my destination, what is good for me. This is the position of conditional life. Everyone is thinking that I am very learned, I am very rich, I am very opulent. But if you ask him that why you are suffering, where from you have come, where you are going, next life, what is God, what is your relationship with you, he is silent. He is silent. You ask anybody. Any learned professor in the university, these questions, and let him, he will simply answer, perhaps, maybe, like this, like that. No definite answer. Because he does not know. This is our conditional life. This is our conditional life that we do not know our position. Therefore, the same principle as Narada is asking Vyasdev that you try to meditate upon the activities of the Supreme Lord, tad vicheshtitam, samadhina anusmara, tad vicheshtitam. And you are already this meditation cannot be done by an ordinary person. And that qualification he has got. He has already said that you have got so many qualifications. So you can do that. And why you shall meditate? The reason is surukramasya okilamanda muktaye. You shall yourself be liberated from all conditional stage of life. And you shall be able to make others also. Unless you become liberated from the conditional life, you cannot make others liberated. You cannot imitate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, janma bharat bhumite janma manusya janma haila ja janma sarthak kari karo paropoka. That is the message of Lord Chaitanya. That anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, India is given by foreigners a name to the country, but actual name is Bharatvarsha. Not only that portion, this whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that anyone who has taken birth on this land of Bharatvarsha, India, janma sarthakam, just become yourself liberated and then make others liberated. Paropokar. Just make yourself first liberated. Unless you are liberated, how you can make others liberated? If your hands are tied up, how you can open the hands of others? That is not possible. So, therefore, Narada Muni, he says the same thing, that urukramasya akhila bandha muktai. You just become yourself liberated and make others liberated. Next verse is, tato annatha kinchana jad vivakkhata prishak dhisastat kritarupa namabhi nakar hichit kapi chadusthita mati labhet bata hatano ribhaspadam. Now, Vasudev can say, yes, I have already thought about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have inserted the activities of Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his teachings, Bhagavad Gita in the Mahabharata. Narada Muni says, yes, that you have done, I admit. But that will not help much. Just like Bhagavad Gita, is being read practically all over the world. But they cannot understand. Why? The reason is, here it is said, that nakari hichit kapi cha dusthitamati labheta batahato nau ribaspadam. The little idea of God is there, certainly, in every literature and the scripture. But those who are too much disturbed, they cannot accept it. Bata, just like if your ship is on the ocean and it is being tossed by heavy wind, you cannot sit very nicely. I've got experience when I was coming to your country. So, it is moving like that. Similarly, those who are too much disturbed by this material affairs. Mahabharata is the history. So there are politics, sociology, intricacy, so many nonsense things in which you are given Bhagavad Gita, little portion. That's all right. But that will not help very much. The idea is that one has not only to understand little about God, but one has to live in God. Then his life will be successful. Not that, yes, God is great and I go weekly in the church or in the temple, I offer my respect. No, that will not make you liberated. You have to be very serious to understand your relationship with God and go back to Godhead. Then your life will be successful. Not that simply by understanding it, no. That is the same position. Just like you cannot derive any benefit, or you cannot sit down very nicely in a tottering sea. So if you keep your life always tottering, that tottering, that stage, or I mean to say, what is called tilting stage of life can be stopped only by devotional service, Krishna consciousness. Evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata. One has to make his life tranquil. How is this possible? By this Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is not possible. We have to disinfect us, counteract all result of sinful activities. Asat. Natandas Thakur says that satsanga charikainu asate vilas. Te karane lagilam aur karma bandha phas. If we give up satsanga, association of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, and if we simply take pleasure in the materialistic way of life, then we shall be entangled, simply entangled. Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas. The people, generally, even though they have some kind of religion all over the world, religion has become a secondary thing. Understanding of God, it is something like recreation, weekly recreation. That sort of life will not help. Of course, that is the beginning. That's nice. That is not bad. In the Bhagavad Gita, two classes of men have been described. One class of men, namang duskritanam mūrha prapadante naradhama maya aprita jnana asuri bhavamasrita. There are two classes of men all over the world. One class of men is called deva. Devata, or demigods. And one class of men are called demons. And what is the difference between demons and the demigods? The difference is Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asurastat Viparja. Those who are devotees of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, they are demigods. Demigod does not mean that you have got a beard, head or so many legs or so many. No. Simply, this is the qualification. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Only Vishnu Bhakta, not other demigods devotee. No. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva. Asurastha Viparja. Just like Ravan. Ravan is designated as Asura. Hiranyakasipu is designated as Asura. Ravan is designated as Rakshas. He was very civilized, he was materially very well-to-do. His kingdom was described as made golden kingdom. Everything was there, but he is described as Rakshas. Why? He was against Rama. That was his disqualification. Don't bother now. That was his disqualification. So, Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva Asuratat Viparja. Unless, even after having all the qualifications, material qualifications, if one is simply nonsense about God, he is Rakshasadhima. That is the injunction, that is the verdict of Vedas. You may have all material qualifications, that's all right. You may be very great man, you may be very well-situated man, very much educated, but if you are godless, then you are demon. Vishnu Bhakta, that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Navang duskritinam murha prapadante naradhama. Duskritina. Duskritina means these rascals, these demons, these atheists, these godless men can act in any way for their sense gratification. They can do any sinful act, never mind how grievous it may be. If it is applicable for their satisfaction of senses, they'll do it. They'll do it. They don't care anything. I can satisfy my senses by this way. Never mind. We don't care for God, don't care for sin or hell or this or that. They are all simply allegory. Hedonism. So whatever ism is nowadays there, they are all experimented in Indian philosophy. Just like Charvaka Muni, he was atheist. Among these sages there are atheist philosophers also. As in modern days there are atheist philosophers also. So this Charvaka Muni, he says, Rinam Kritya Dhritam Vivek. Dhritam means is a butter, clarified butter. If you want to have very palatable dishes, then you require ghee. Without ghee, you cannot make. Either sweet ball or kachori, sangara, so many nice things. So we require sweet ball. So, and in India, of course, they want a palatable dishes, but not otherwise. It is made of ghee. But too much eating of this palatable dishes is not good. That makes our senses very strong. So, we should not take much of it, but we can take something of Krishna Prasadam and satisfy ourselves. So, he says that Charvaka Muni, Rinam Kritya Dhritam Vivek, beg, borrow or steal, get some money and eat as much as possible ghee. You see? This is your modern civilization. Anyway, bring money and satisfy your senses. That's all. Finish business. So he propagated this philosophy, Charvaka Muni, the Rinam Kritya Dhritam Vivek. In India, according to Vedic civilization, one is very much afraid of taking loan from others. Because he has conviction, if I do not pay, then in my next life I will have to pay many times. So I must liquidate my debt. That's a fact. If you take 1 cent from somebody else without doing something good to him, or without exchanging something, then you are debtor. And you have to pay him with interest and compound interest. That is the law of karma. You cannot take anything. We are debtor to so many things. People have no idea. Devasi bhutartu ninam kutrina. These are stated in the shastras. That we are indebted, debtor to the demigods. Just like we are getting so much sunlight. We are enjoying, today is a very nice day. Do we pay any tax? Do we pay anything? No. But in the Vedic injunction there is sun god worship. Therefore we find there are so many demigods worship. The feeling that I am taking so much advantage from the sun shine, so I must give him something. This is called sacrifice. So everything is arranged by God. Everyone, ekala ishvara krishna arsa bhrita, everyone is. So if you worship Krishna, then your everything is done. Just like if you pay tax to the government, you satisfy all the departments. The vehicle department, this department, that light department, water department, to pay. Similarly, sarahanam achyutejya. Achyuta means Krishna. If anyone is not Krishna conscious, if one is not sacrificing for Krishna, he is becoming indebted to the demigods, to the sages, rishi. Rishi, just like Narada Rishi. Is giving us good literature. He is instructing Vyasadeva, give this literature to the people. We are taking advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam. Are you not debtors? We go to school, college and pay so much fees to the teachers. Are you not debtors to Vyasadeva and Narad? But we don't care for it. So, Achyutajya, if you become Krishna conscious, naturally you will try to propagate the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That means you are paying. You have learned something from them and you are distributing the knowledge. That was their mission. If you keep it for yourself, then you are simply debtor. You are not paying. So there are so many complications. So all these complications can be solved simply by Krishna consciousness. Sarvahanam Achyutajya. That is the verdict of Veda. So, the godless creature means they are demons. That is described in the Bhagavad. Asuri Bhavam Asrita. Asuri. Asuri bhav means the attitude of a demon. What is God? This is all nonsense. Who is God? I am God. Everyone is God. Don't you see? So many gods are loitering in the street. Why you are finding another God? These are the going on. Vivekananda said, so why you are bothering yourself finding your God? Don't you see so many gods are loitering in the street? So God is loitering in the street. Daridra Narayan, God has become daridra, poor, and he has come to my door to beg. God is happening, and God is like this. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sebamanam. We read from Vedic literature that God is being served by millions of goddess of fortune and he has become daridra, poor. Where from he got this language and how he applied, I do not know. Anyway, this godlessness, atheism, is called Asuri Bhava. Asuri Bhava. So, those who are demons and naradha, namang prapadante murha duskiti na naradhma maya apurita jnana asuri bhavama asuri. Demons. The demons, they are murha. Murha means dasker. And duskiti na. Always acting sinful. Their life is simply full of sinful activities. So Krishna consciousness, it cannot be accepted by persons who are full with sinful activities. That is not possible. That is not possible. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Krishna says, Jisam antagatam papam. One who has finished his sinful activities or sinful life. Jisham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Always engaged in pious activities. If you don't engage yourself in pious activities, naturally you will be engaged, just like this child. He wants some activities. He is fortunate by the association. He is engaged with Jagannath, with Hare Krishna, with Krishna's picture, with Prabhupada's picture. He is engaged and chanting in his way, Hare Krishna. We must have engagement. But if the same child was not engaged in this way, he would be naughty, he would be doing something mischief, this here and that. We must understand that the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not understand it. They want to make stop. Of course, that stop for the time being, maybe, just like if this child is very naughty, I can stop him. Don't do this. Sit down. He is silent. But how long he is, I say, sit silently. He wants some engagement. Similarly, This meditation process is like that. Therefore, in order to stop him from doing some nonsense activities, better let him sit down like this. But how long he will sit down like this? As soon as he is free from that so-called meditation, he will immediately engage himself in all nonsense activities. Therefore, he must have pious activities. This pious activity is Krishna consciousness. Everyone is engaged for Krishna, working from morning to early, rise in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, have arati, prepare prasadam, go work this way and that way. So he must have always engagement, pious activity, the same example. Otherwise, our nature is, we must have some engagement. If not Krishna, then Maya. You cannot be without engagement. Therefore, Krishna says, Jesam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Punyakarmanam means always being engaged in pious activity. And the most pious activity is Krishna consciousness. Always be engaged in Krishna's service. So, in one way, you stop your impious activities, in other way, you improve your spiritual understanding. In this way. Jesam antagatam papam, jananam punna. Antagatam papam means, you stop antagatam. So if you engage yourself in pious activities, in Krishna conscious activities, where is the scope of doing nonsense work? That will stop. Automatically it is stopped. So, desham antagatam papam, jananam punyakarmanam, in this way, te dandamaho nirmukta, they have no other engagement. They do not know anything else except Krishna. Dandamaho. Danda means duality and illusion. Moha means illusion. Nirmukta. He becomes liberated from these two things. Duality means whether I shall become Krishna conscious or this conscious, material conscious or this. This is duality. Whether these or that. But one who is firmly convinced, bhavasadmika buddhiri ki hakurunandana, one is firmly convinced that Krishna bhakti kaile sadma karma krita, if I become Krishna conscious, then every perfection is there. This conviction. Then there is no duality. Whether I shall do it or not do it, I must do it. Danda and moha and illusion. And except Krishna consciousness, everything is moha, illusion. Except Krishna consciousness. Or illusion. So these things are stated in Bhagavad Gita. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana te danda moha nirmukta. Duality. Actually, we are monist. We do not know anything except Krishna. The Mayavadis, they say they are monist, but they are dualist. They say the Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. Why? Where from this Jagat come? If Brahma is Sattva, is the absolute truth, is true, then Janmadasya Jata, this world has emanated from the absolute truth, then how it can be untruth? Does it mean that truth produces untruth? This is the defect of Mahārāja. They are not actually monists, they are dualists. They are distinguishing Brahma and Maya. But we say that only Krishna, ekala Ishwar Krishna, arsa vritta. Maya is the servant of Krishna. And that is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, in Brahma Sangita, in all the Vedic literature. This is confirmed. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Maya dhakshena prakriti svyate sacharacharam. This prakriti, this Maya, this material energy is acting under my superintendence, under my guidance. So we don't accept this material nature as finite. We have Krishna on the background, that he is only the master. So therefore we are monist. Simply we know Krishna and everything emanating from Krishna. That is described everywhere. In the Brahma Sangita, the same truth is Sakti-sthiti-palana-sakti-ri-kacha-i-vajasya-bhuvanani-vivatti-durga. This material energy is called Durga, but she is so powerful. She can create wonderful things, she can maintain wonderful things, she can dissolve wonderful things, so powerful. But she is acting under the direction. Chaiva-jasya-bhuvanani-vibhati-durga. Chaiva, just like shadow moves by the movement of the reality. Similarly, this material nature is working under the direction of the Supreme. If you become Krishna conscious, simply come to this understanding that Krishna is everything, and by serving Krishna, all my objective, all my perfection is there. This conviction makes you perfect. And this is real, this is reality. There is no imposition, it is reality. Simply one has to understand. The same thing is expressed here by Nāga. Urukramasa, who is Urukram? Wonderful actor. The wonderful actor is Krishna. Urukramasa. So, Nārada Muni says, although you have mentioned in other Puranas or in Itihas Mahabharata about Krishna, some of the activities of Krishna, just like this same thing as I told you, so many people are reading Bhagavad Gita, but all nonsense, they do not understand what is Krishna. Because they are disturbed. They are not situated in Krishna. Nārada Muni says that be situated in Krishna. You write something, simply Krishna's activity. Okay, no, then he'll be liberated. And those who will stick to this principle, they will be liberated. Akila Mandama. Vipakhe dosamanta. That if you do not do this, Siddharthami comments, Vipakhe. Vipakha means if you do not understand this philosophy, that simply Krishna consciousness can save the human race, then you are faulty. If you do not understand, if you understand it nicely, it is very good. But if you do not understand it, if you direct your activities, energy in a different way, then it is faulty. You'll never be happy. Because the whole thing has begun. Vyasadeva was unhappy. Even after producing a literature like Vedanta Sutra, he was not happy. And Narada is giving instruction how to become happy. So here is the answer. That if you do not accept this proposition, that you have simply to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then vipakhe, it is just against your welfare.
Vipakhe dosantarmaha tata urukkamasa vichastitam pithagdisha. Ateva annatha prakarantrina jat kinchidathantaram vivakkata taya vivakkhaya kridai spridai rupai nama vishcha bhaktabha.
So, what about little activities of Krishna you have described? Just like people are understanding by reading Bhagavad Gita, somebody is taking Krishna as a great politician. Everyone accepts Krishna is a great personality, but somebody is accepting him as a great politician a great diplomat, or in this way, according to one's angle of vision, just like in Bombay. There are, in India and all over the world, I calculated, there are more than 600 commentary on Bhagavad Gita. More than. And each one is a presentation of the author's own view. Dr. Rayleigh in Bombay, he has also explained Bhagavad Gita in his own way. He says that it is a talk between a diseased person, a patient and a physician. Because he is physician. He has made Krishna as physician. Of course, Krishna is physician, in other words. But he has tried to explain the medical science through the Bhagavad Gita. Anatomy, physiology, medicine, like that. Just like Gandhi, he wanted to prove Bhagavad Gita as non-violent. In this way, everyone is trying. But actually, who is understanding Krishna? That is being explained by now. That in this way, people will misunderstand. You simply apply, simply write and explain the science of Krishna. Therefore, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the beginning, Vyasadeva offers his obeisances to the Supreme, Sattam Param Dhimai, Janmadasya Jatah. I am just offering my obeisances. And to the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the source of everything. And in the beginning, he also writes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Then he aims Krishna. Vasudeva means Krishna. But he explains philosophically what Krishna is. Janmadasya jatah annaya vipadatasya arteisu abhi. Krishna, Vasudeva, is the origin and source of everything. Janmadasya jatah. That is the Vedanta philosophy. So, under instruction of Narada. So, Narada says that if you do not, send person simply be in Krishna consciousness, then it will be faulty. I admit that you have mentioned something about Krishna's activities in other literatures like Mahabharata and other Puranas, but that will not do. Kadachit kapi visaya aspanna sthanam, that will not be very steady understanding of Krishna. Bātāhato āghunnita nauriva. Just like you cannot be steady on the ocean when there is tossing wind, there is hurricane, you must be always tilting. Similarly, unless we are firmly convinced about Supreme Lord, we must be tilted. So that you must prepare some literature by which one shall be firmly steady, steadily convinced about Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Bhātāta āghunnitānu jaduttam gītāsu, and here also, and Sridhar Swami, Gita is so authoritative that he is giving quotation from Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasādmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahusākā jhantyāsya buddhi abhavusāyana. Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Vyavasādmika buddhi, those who are convinced for making a sure progress of life, he's called nishchayatmya, that is determination. Dita-brata, dira-brata, these are Sanskrit words, firmly convinced, steady. They have got only one business. One business. Bhavushatmika buddhi rika. Bahushaga jhanantastra buddhi abhusa. Those who are not steady, they have got many business. Many business. Why many? If that one
is the source of everything. Take that word. The example is that just like the root of the tree is the source of distribution of energy. Then pour water in the root, not in the leaves, not in the branches. So people are enamored by the branches and leaves and flowers. They are inventing so many societies, humanitarian societies, altruistic societies, non-violent societies, United Nations, these, that, all nonsense. Simply concentrating on consciousness movement, everything will be right. That did not know. Bhavasatmika buddhiri kyakulu. One, this is intelligence. How to act? Just work on one switch and everything will be right. That they do not know. So you have got very great responsibility to spread this Krishna consciousness movement to the world. By switching on this Krishna consciousness, you solve all the problems. As much as by pouring water in the root of the tree, all energy is distributed to the tree, to the leaves, to the twigs, to the flowers, to the leaves. Thousands and millions of leaves are there and flowers are there. Everything will be nourished. And just like putting your foodstuff through one way. The rascal says that you can accept any way. No! Only one way, Krishna consciousness. You cannot supply foodstuff to your body by so many holes. You have got 9 holes in your body. One hole, this hole, you have to supply food. Not this hole. Rectum. Then when you are diseased, that is not normal. And if you have to take food from rectum for many days, then you are finished. So, this is the philosophy. Taught by Narad Muni to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva taught to Madhyacharya. So this Krishna consciousness movement is from that authority. And Krishna also. Krishna taught Brahma, Brahma taught Narad, Narad taught Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva taught in this way. Evam parampara praptam, imam rajasaya within the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, by this disciplic succession. So, our business is not to make any research work, not to invent something, not to write voluminous books, something, mental concoction. We have got everything ready, given by this, received through the parampara system. Everything, real fact, real goods, not bogus thing. So we have to simply accept. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Sadbodesh, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Bodesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that every one of you just become, each and every one of you become a spiritual master under my order. Sir, what is your order? Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Bodesh. Whomever you meet, simply you say what Krishna has spoken or what Krishna, about Krishna has been spoken. The Krishna has spoken the Bhagavad Gita, you simply speak about Bhagavad Gita. And this Bhagavad is also spoken about Krishna. This is also Krishna Katha, that is also Krishna. One is spoken directly by Krishna and the other is spoken about Krishna. This is practically the same thing. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends the jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Padesh. You simply deliver the instruction of Krishna and you become a spiritual master. So you haven't got to make yourself a very learned scholar or just like a postal peon. He is not necessarily a very learned scholar or even a very literary man.
His only business is to take the envelope and put it in the right place, that's all. Similarly, to spread this Krishna consciousness, you haven't got to become a very learned scholar or literary man. You have simply to understand Sravanam Kirtan. You hear, and spread this. People will be happy. Akhila Manda Mukta. They will be liberated from all problems. It is so nice. Thank you.